Divya Sandhu, a bold and confident woman, presents Finesse and Flair, a talk show where she connects with people from different walks of life, bringing to her listeners real-life stories of people that will inspire and impact you as well as entertain you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to my series, Finesse and Flair, Episode 3. Tonight, my guest is punky, transparent, warm, funny, and clever. She's gorgeous and she's beautiful. When you meet her, it's almost impossible not to like her. She's a talented interior designer who transforms a house into a home with her classic yet eclectic style. She's also the co-founder of Mandara, where they project art, contemporary craftsmanship, and contemporary designs. She can light up any room and is the life of a party. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friend, my gorgeous guardian angel, somebody who's very, very close to my heart, Mona Shergill.
My God, Bia, I have to live up to that introduction now.
That's yes, scary. Mona, I totally mean every word of what I say. And thank you so much for coming onto my show. And your gracious presence means a lot to me. Thank you ever so much for coming
gracious,
on this series.
We'll debate on at some point, but always a pleasure with you.
Thank you so much.
Anything for you, you know that.
Thank you. Mona, I've known you for over 25 years now, and we go back in years. We've known each other so well.
I attended your first birthday party.
Yes, absolutely. That also, which obviously I don't remember.
You don't remember.
But what I remember is that you were my local guardian when I was in St. Bede's College, Simla, and then how our relationship, transformed into this beautiful friendship where you became one of my closest friends for life, and how you've always been there for me, and all the crazy things that we've done together. And I absolutely adore you and love you for your sense of style, for the beautiful home that you keep. There are so many things that I have learned and I have been inspired by you. So this really means a lot to me that you are here on my show.
Yeah, thank you so much, because you've done the same for me. I think it works both ways. And like you said, I was your local guardian in college. In fact, I saw your last episode and it reminded me of you. I used to just see you. You used to come in, hand me your quilt and off you'd go.
Yeah, I remember
and you
that.
Were very studious. You were very studious. It brings back such good memories. And of course, then when we were all in Delhi, I think we had the best time of our lives.
The best times, yeah, absolutely. Yes. The best time of our lives, totally.
Yes, yes.
Totally. So, Mona, I wanted to know, what is your quintessential style? Since you're so stylish, you keep such a beautiful home, everything about you is so stylish. What is your quintessential style? What does style mean to you?
Style for me, basically, is comfort. You know,
right.
I think when I'm comfortable in what I'm wearing, I don't know if it's stylish, but if I'm comfortable, I feel happy. And I think that reflects, so natural fabrics, something very loose, just for me, that is the most important thing. Comfort.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's for me,
amazing.
Style. Yeah.
And that's what even I feel now with age. Earlier, I would wear stilettos like the entire day, dance around in them. But today,
I know,
whether
I saw
it's
you.
Fabric, yes, and you've seen me do that.
Yes.
But now when you talk about style, for me, again, comfort, like you said, is top priority. It's really, really important. And I think as we age, it becomes higher and higher in priority.
And
at the same time, you can look stylish. With comfort, style can be incorporated in a big, big way.
I think at least for me, with age, you kind of get comfortable and you kind of know what you want to wear. You've stopped experimenting as much. The
exactly,
20s, 30s,
yeah.
You're experimenting. And listen, I was a child of the 80s and 90s, and those decades weren't known for fashion, for sure. So, I think I speak for myself here, but I think I'm far more comfortable with how I look today than I was
right.
In my 20s and 30s. I'm
right.
Also lucky enough to have friends who design and give me beautiful clothes like what I'm wearing today. I'm very lucky. I have a friend, Pranita, who who brings
yes,
in the
course.
Most
yes.
amazing exhibitions. And she introduced me to this. She's a friend now, Tanushree, who has a label called Shorshe. So
uh-huh.
I And there are a couple of styles I like of hers, and I tell her, make me in every color, you know. So she laughs at me. So it's just, I think she, you know, it's meeting somebody who understands what you want as well, you know.
So Mona, considering you just said that, you know, you've always been a big fan of fashion, and yes, you had the advantage of being a part of, you know, you grew up with the 80s, 90s fashion. So what has been your favorite era when it comes to fashion? Where do you think, were the 80s better now, or today, or what do you think?
Today, for sure. I don't think 80s, I don't really remember having any fashion sense. I mean, I'm just grateful the social media wasn't there, because pictures would be really embarrassing. But I think today, for me, it's right now, it's,
I think there's a lot of variety, a lot of, you know, there's so much. I mean, the bell bottoms have
come
back.
There is this whole... Yes, and there's a whole revival of fabrics, you know, the natural fabrics, you know. So I think we are very fortunate to be able to get our hands on it. In the 80s and 90s, it wasn't that easy, you know. So I think today, this is the time I'm enjoying the most fashion-wise, you know.
Absolutely,
and again,
absolutely.
Like I said, thanks to Anushri and Shorshe, I'm happy.
Absolutely. So Mona, I know that you've been a very, very, you know, talented interior designer. You've done some fabulous work in the past. I know that, you know, you have done interior designing for some iconic buildings in Delhi, like the Sabre Mess. I know you've done the Art Track Mess in the past. Mm-hmm. Any other memories that you have where you have done interior designing for homes which really sort of have a very special place in your heart?
Well, homes, I don't want to really give names out because they've been, you know, homes that we've done. But I think what I really enjoyed is working with the army, because it's always special. And of course, I love doing private homes because, you know, you get to meet the person and you step out of your own comfort zone. Because like you said, my style is very colored. I love color everywhere. And you have to listen to what a client says. So, you know, it kind of forces you to explore other things of your personality, which you may not on a normal day, you know. So I've been into homes where they've said they want this very simple Zen look. And I've realized, oh, yeah, I do like certain parts of that. So it's been very interesting to do. For me, homes is really interesting, you know, because it kind of show, you know, it introduces me to so many people and, you know, so many different people. You know, so that's been exciting.
And what a beautiful home you keep yourself, Mona. And I love the way, you know, what I love about your home is that there's nothing constant in your home. You keep changing those little changes that you bring about in your home every now and then is, I think, what I love about your home. Because every time I walk into your home, there's a new piece, there's a new art, there's something new in your house, which one always looks forward to. So I absolutely love that about your home.
I see, for me, my home is a reflection of me, of where I've traveled, of what I've managed to pick up. And every story, everything has a, you know, every painting has a story, every piece has a story, and it reflects me and my family, you know, my daughter and my husband. So, you know, it's a place where I come home and I'm happy. My friends come over, you know that. So I think that's what a home should be, you know, a place where your friends can come over, put their feet up on the table, you know. So for me, that really is what I hope my home gives. You know.
Great. So Mona, also you have become the co-founder of Mandara recently, which you've launched, where you're promoting a lot of Indian artists. So do you want to tell our viewers a little about what Mandara is?
Yeah, so basically as a part of being a designer, you know, I used to keep talking about, I was dealing with Gond art, folk art and things. And I really saw people struggle, the craftspeople struggle. And, with my co-founders, Gunita and Priya, you know, we were talking about this. And last year it was really odd because we went to meet a friend who does the most amazing carvings on wood. So she was sitting and doing these beautiful pieces. And she wasn't really exhibiting. So we said, okay, great. We've been talking about this. So let's just jump into this. Let's start Mandara. And she was the first exhibition we had. And we had a fabulous response to her work.
Wow.
That encouraged us. So then we did the second exhibition, which was before Diwali, where we introduced a brand called Shuto, which again is, you know, Vanita, the owner, is working with weavers in Bengal, and she's doing the most fabulous table linen. And now, of course, she's gone into clothes. And
I saw that recently you also ventured into clothes, where you're doing amazing handmade.
And you know, she is working with weavers. And then, of course, my sister came in from Cape Town, and she introduced her brand called Scarlini, where again from Africa she was picking up handcrafted. Beautiful African stuff, you know, things you don't necessarily find when you travel. So, you know, slowly we are trying to build up our repertoire of introducing, you know, brands which work with craftsmen. And that's where our passion is, you know, and up till the lockdown, you know, touch wood, we were doing okay. And now we are coming back. We've got artists showing next week online. It's a struggle, but yes, we are in for the long haul and we're going to make sure it works, you know. So it's a passion right now. So hopefully.
Awesome. Brilliant. Yeah. So Mona, one question again. What's currently on your coffee table? Because I know you're also very passionate about reading. I've known you so long. I know you're a very voracious, avid reader. So what is it that you're reading at the moment, or what is it that's on your coffee table at the moment?
So right now I'm reading a book called The Dutch House by Anne Pratchett. But of course, as you know, and I think Pancham, your husband, would tell you, you know how I introduced him to all the killer novels?
Yes.
The psychotic ones. Those are still my favorites. You know, I remember he and I got into this phase where we were reading those really psychotic novels. So yes, those are still on top of my list. But right now I'm reading something called The Dutch House, which is actually quite interesting. The full mystery there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so Mona, before we end, one last question. Considering we've known each other for so many years, what is that most memorable memory that you have of us? We have too many, I know, one in too many to talk about, but that one thing that really stands out when you think about you and me being together.
And Bia, of course, how many can we really say?
I know there are loads.
Yeah, so, which one do I really talk about? This is it. So I think, okay. X-rated, no. So, okay, the one where we went to Europe for Rithi's 40th, do you remember that?
Yes,
and
of course.
We were in Monte Carlo at the casino.
Yes.
And Rithi and I walked out, and you and Shaina went off to the slot machines. And I remember walking back into this really fancy casino. And, you know, when the slot machines all line up, the sound comes. So we heard the sound, and I turned around to Rithi and I said, oh God, I hope it's Bia and Shaina who've won. And then there was this dead silence in this really posh casino. And then I could hear you and Shaina cursing. It would have put a truck driver to shame. But it was hysterical because there was this, all the choicest abuses came out and you'd won, basically.
I know, it was amazing. I remember that so clearly.
I remember, how much we laughed. And of course, all the winnings didn't make it out of the casino. We drank it all right there.
We drank it all up there and then we never saw that money. Yeah, that was amazing. But that trip, by the way, was one of the best trips ever. It was so amazing. It was so much fun.
That's my point, is that you and I have such history together. And hopefully it's now going to be passed down to our daughters.
Absolutely. And it's so amazing that today our daughters are turning out to be such great friends, which I'm so happy and so proud of, you know, that they're carrying on the legacy of, you know, spending that kind of time with each other, getting to know each other so well. So, you know, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think the lockdown has been fabulous in this because our relationships have been built, and especially between Sonia and Naisha and Ranveer. Let's not forget little Ranveer.
Yes, and Ranveer, of course.
But I think, I'm hoping that, you know, they have what we have. You know, just being there for each other and just having a friend like that is brilliant.
Absolutely. Mona, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for this, for coming and giving your time to me. It means a lot to me, and you know what you mean to me. So thank you so much for always being there for me.
And Bia, same. Ditto. You've said it beautifully. I'm not going to repeat it. You know exactly what you are to me. So
thanks, Mona. Thank you so much.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.